MCTP-3-40-Alpha, Health Service Support Operations, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 1. 1. Which process delivers on-demand healthcare capabilities to the warfighter for a healthy, fit, and medically ready force, counters the health threat to the deployed force, and provides critical care for and management of combat casualties? Health Services Support, Hotel Sierra Sierra. 2. Which aggressive and proactive program safeguards personnel against potential health risks and establishes a health service support system that provides appropriate care from the point of injury or illness to the appropriate taxonomy of care? Preventive Medicine, Papa Victor November, Tango Mike Echo Delta. 3. Each service component must have a health service support system that encompasses how many different elements? 6. 4. How many forms of threat does health service support focus on? 2. 5. Health threats depends on a complex set of environmental, physiological, and operational factors that combine to produce what? Disease and non-battle injuries, Delta November, Bravo, India. 6. How many capabilities does the taxonomy continuum of healthcare include? 7. 7. Which medical plan function covers from the point of injury or illness throughout triage, treatment, and transport to the next taxonomy of care outside of Marine Corps capabilities? Casualty management. 8. Which medical plan function encompasses primary and preventive measures for treatment, protection and surveillance, detection, and environmental analysis? Force health protection and prevention. 9. Which medical plan function provides capabilities required to organize and provide the lifecycle management of specialized medical products and services required to support health readiness requirements across the range of military operations? Medical logistics. 10. Which type of operations are critical to the stabilization of the force and occur throughout all phases of conflict and across the range of military operations, including combat and non-combat environments? Medical stability operations. 11. What is the conduct of armed hostilities on land regulated by, which is both written and unwritten? Law of war. 12. How many principal sources is the law of land warfare derived from? 2. 13. Which publication sets forth administrative instructions and directives to develop operation plans of combatant commands, sub-unified commands, joint task forces, and their subordinate component commands? CJ CSM 3122.03 Charlie. Chapter 2. 1. What is a fundamental component of command and control and aids the commander in applying combat power at the decisive time and place? Intelligence. 2. What, within the Marine Logistics Group, is often the first to receive medical intelligence from on-site care providers due to multiple communications and information links available to sections within the MLG Combat Operations Center? Health Service Support Element, Hotel Sierra Sierra Echo. 3. What is the sole producer of finished medical intelligence in the Department of Defense? National Center for Medical Intelligence, November Charlie, Mike, India. Chapter 3. 1. Which level of war are the Marine Corps forces most concerned with? Operational. 2. Which level of war is the Marine Expeditionary Force most concerned with? Tactical. 3. Who develops Marine Logistics Group health service support plans and coordinates HSS for ground combat element and aviation combat element units requiring medical and dental support that exceeds their organic capabilities? Health Service Support Officer, Hotel Sierra, Sierra Oscar. 4. How many surgical companies does the medical battalion within a Marine Logistics Group have? 3. 5. What is the medical supply depot directly responsible to the supply battalion commanding officer supporting the medical battalion? Medical Logistics Company, Medlog Co. 6. What has the primary mission of performing those emergency medical and surgical procedures that, if not performed, could lead to loss of life, limb, or eyesight? Medical Battalion. 7. The headquarters company section includes a surgical company with how many surgical platoons? 2. 8. A surgical platoon consists of 1 FRSS, 1 STP, 1 X-ray, 1 lab, 1 ward, 1 ERCS, and 1 ambulance section for 24-hour operations. How many teams does the combat stress platoon have? 3. 9. What is the most mobile medical support platoon of the medical battalion? Shock Trauma Platoon, Sierra Tango Papa. 10. What supports regimental-sized operations and receives casualties from units or individuals providing first response Role 1 medical treatment? Surgical Company, Sierra Charlie. 11. Surgical companies consist of a headquarters section and how many surgical platoons? 4. 12. What is one of the smallest possible units for provision of surgical care to combat casualties? Forward Resuscitative Surgical System, Foxtrot Romeo, Sierra Sierra. 13. The patient holding capability of the Forward Resuscitative Surgical System is no more than how many hours? 4. 14. When a stabilized patient needs evacuation, the Forward Resuscitative Surgical System requires en route care teams to support movement to a higher taxonomy of care. Without resupply, the core package can perform approximately 18 salvage surgical procedures, or how many trauma resuscitations, over a period of 48 hours before requiring resupply and relief of personnel. 20. 15. The Forward Resuscitative Surgical System consists of 2 surgeons, 1 anesthesiologist, 1 critical care nurse, 1 independent duty corpsman, surgery or emergency room, 1 field medical technician, and how many operating room technicians? 2. 16. The Marine Corps' En route care system is an essential follow-on for the Forward Resuscitative Surgical System, composed of 1 critical care nurse and 1 corpsman, with how many teams per surgical company? 3. 17. The en route care system is capable of providing medical care for 2 critically injured or ill but stabilized patients for how many hours during flight? 2. 18. En route care systems provide a capability to support expeditionary maneuver warfare by meeting an operational requirement to evacuate patients up to how many nautical miles using opportune lift, medium lift aircraft? 240. 19. During which phase of amphibious operations does the commander, amphibious task force, and his principal medical advisor, the CATF surgeon, have overall responsibility for health service support services to embarked personnel? Movement. 20. During which phase of amphibious operations is health service support ashore limited to the capabilities of medical sections organic to combat units? Assault. 21. How many sections are battalion aid stations normally divided into? 2. 22. What have the primary role of evacuating assault force casualties to designated casualty receiving and treatment ships? Battalion aid stations, Bravo Alpha Sierras. 23. Which type of ships have the largest medical capability of any amphibious ship in the amphibious task force? Casualty Receiving and Treatment Ships, Charlie Romeo Tango Sierras. 24. A casualty receiving and treatment ship, medical space, includes 4 to 6 operating rooms, a 15-bed intensive care unit, a quiet room, 45 ward beds, and how many isolation and overflow beds? 6. 25. Casualty receiving and treatment ships require augmentation by how many Navy Medical Department personnel to achieve full casualty treatment capability? 84. 26. Which type of medical facilities are medically and surgically intensive and deployable in a variety of operational scenarios? Expeditionary Medical Facilities, Echo Mike Foxtrots. 27. Which type of ships are floating surgical hospitals with the primary mission of providing acute medical care in support of combat operations at sea and ashore? Hospital ships, Tango Alpha Hotels. 28. Fleet surgical teams are HSS augmentation teams assigned to the CCDR. Combined, the Pacific and Atlantic fleets have how many teams that are considered the CCDR's assets in both peace and wartime? 9. 29. Which program is the means by which medical support personnel are brought to operational units from Navy MTFs? Health Services Augmentation Program, Hotel Sierra, Alpha Papa. Chapter 4. 1. Which element of health service support encompasses the procurement, initial issue, management, resupply, and disposition of material required to support medical and dental elements organic to the MARFOR? Logistics. 2. Which instruction contains guidance for planning and procuring Class 8 blood products? DoD Instruction 6480.4. 3. The total table of equipment and AMALs or ADALs are designed to support a MEF in an estimated worst-case scenario, MEF 60 days, Marine Expeditionary Brigade 30 days, Maritime Prepositioning Force 30 days, and MEU with how many days of supply? 15. 4. Health service support detachments deploy with their initial issue and the days of supply prescribed by the MAGTF commander. For the first how many days of operations, Class 8 material beyond this level for the MEF is maintained by the LCE supply detachment and provided to supported units as required. 60. 5. Which organization, in joint operations, is authorized by the CCDR to provide central logistical support to all participating services in the CCDR's area of responsibility? Single Integrated Medical Logistics Manager, Sierra India Mike, Lima Mike. 6. What has been formally tasked by the DoD to perform the Peacetime Theater Lead Agent for Medical Material or Single Integrated Medical Logistics Manager mission in the European, Pacific, Korean, and Middle Eastern theaters? U.S. Army. 7. Which items are medical equipment and supplies required to support the patient during evacuation, that is, ventilators, oxygen, vital sign monitors, and blankets? Patient Movement Items, Papa Mike Indias. 8. When the tactical situation permits during combat operations, the safest method of field disposal of Class 8 material is burning, followed by deep burial, how many or more feet? 6. 9. The law of war, along with what else, prohibit the destruction of medical material and supplies that must be abandoned in a retrograde movement occasioned by enemy action or other tactical considerations. Geneva Conventions. Chapter 5. 1. What provides a seamless state-of-the-art health support system across multiple operational areas? Medical Command and Control. 2. The Joint Operation Planning and Execution System combines joint policies, procedures, personnel, training, and a reporting structure supported by automated data processing on which system? Global Command and Control System, Gulf Charlie Charlie Sierra. 3. Which program provides integration automation of the theater medical environment, as well as providing a global capability linking health service support information databases and integration centers that are accessible to the warfighter while engaged in any mission? Theater Medical Information Program, Tango Mike, India Papa. 4. What is the main Marine Air Ground Task Force Command and Control Center, agency, or facility for health service support? Medical Support Operations Center, Mike Sierra, Oscar Charlie. Chapter 6. 1. During the Civil War, more soldiers died from disease than wounds. The best estimates indicate that approximately 204,000 Union and Confederate soldiers died in battle or had battle wound-related deaths, and how many dying from disease and non-battle injuries? 414,000. 2. Which type of efforts can dramatically reduce the incidence of disease during military operations? Preventive medicine. 3. Which publication prescribes specific preventive medicine measures? NAVMED Publication 5010. 4. How often must disease and injury surveillance be conducted at all battalions and squadrons? Weekly. 5. Where is the Navy and Marine Corps Public Health Center located? Portsmouth, Virginia. 6. What provides technical and specialized services in the field of disease vector surveillance and control, as well as providing vector control training to various agencies of the federal government? Navy Entomology Center of Excellence. 7. The Naval Medical Research and Development Command conducts basic clinical and applied field research directly related to military requirements and operational needs. Where is it located? Bethesda, Maryland. Chapter 7. 1. Which DoD system has the primary mission of transporting U.S. military casualties to the appropriate taxonomy of care within the combat zone or out of the combat zone as required? Patient movement. 2. Which term used by all services refers to the unregulated movement of casualties aboard ships, vehicles, or aircraft? Casualty evacuation. 3. Which term traditionally refers to U.S. Army, United States Navy, United States Marine Corps, and United States Coast Guard patient movement using dedicated or pre-designated tactical or logistic aircraft, boats, ships, and other watercraft temporarily equipped and staffed with medical personnel for en route care? Medical evacuation. 4. What are dedicated medical evacuation assets externally marked with? Red Cross. 5. What provides authorized protection to dedicated medical evacuation assets? Geneva Conventions. 6. What are the only dedicated medical evacuation assets in the Marine Corps? Ground ambulances. 7. Which publication provides a general summary of the health service support system and the specific tactic, techniques, and procedures for Naval Expeditionary Force medical regulating for joint operations? MCRP 4-11.1 Golf. 8. Which type of care ensures the continuation of care during patient movement within the health service support continuum of care without clinically compromising the patient's condition? En route. 9. Which casualty sorting process is basic to the successful operation of a patient movement system? Triage. 10. Casualty evacuation or medical evacuation missions are classified as pre-planned or what else? Immediate. Chapter 8. 1. Which mission-oriented protective posture levels result in body heat buildup, reduced mobility, and degraded senses, sight, touching, and hearing, ultimately reducing unit effectiveness? 3 and 4. 2. Which type of injuries are observable immediately and typically include thermal burns or blast injuries? Nuclear-induced. 3. Which type of injuries may not be observable until a few hours or days after the attack? Radiation-induced. 4. Which type of injuries are observable immediately upon exposure to the agent? Chemically-induced. 5. Which type of injuries or illnesses may not become apparent for hours or days after exposure? Biologically induced. 6. Blister agent patients can show signs of exposure immediately or up to how many days later? 14. 7. How many categories do nuclear radiation casualties fall into? 3. 8. Which type of nuclear radiation casualty has been exposed to ionizing radiation but is not contaminated and are not radioactive and pose no radiation threat to medical care providers? Irradiated. 9. Which type of nuclear radiation casualty has radioactive dust and debris on clothing, skin, or hair? Externally contaminated. 10. Which type of nuclear radiation casualty has ingested or inhaled radioactive materials or radioactive material has entered the body through an open wound? Internally contaminated. 11. Which type of attack may be difficult to recognize because frequently it does not have an immediate effect on exposed personnel? Biological. 12. Which type of defensive measures lessen the effects of most biological intrusions? Passive. 13. What can be used for decontamination of most biologically contaminated patients and equipment? Soap and water. 14. Handling chemically contaminated patients presents a great challenge to HSS units. The vapor hazard associated with contaminated patients may require HSS personnel to remain at which MOPP level for long periods? 4. 15. How many basic modes of evacuating casualties are there in a CBRN environment? 3. Chapter 9. 1. The G1 or S1 section is responsible for submitting prompt, accurate, and complete casualty reports to higher headquarters, the Marine Corps wounded, ill, and which other system is utilized for casualty tracking purposes. Injured Tracking System. 2. In combat operations, casualty tracking information can be obtained from the Role 3 Taxonomy of Care via which system? Traces. 3. Which web-based system maximizes the internet while maintaining and protecting patient privacy and troop strength information? Traces. 4. Hospital corpsmen at the unit level usually provide the first written information on a casualty through the use of which card? Tactical Combat Casualty Care Card, Tango Charlie-Charlie-Charlie-Charlie. 5. Which series contains information on medical warning tags? BUMED Instruction 6150.35. Chapter 10. 1. In peacetime, the majority of operating force units is manned at slightly more than two-thirds of their mobilization strength, while health service support units are generally manned only with which percentage of personnel required to carry out their wartime mission? 50%. 2. How many field medical training battalions are there? 2. 3. Who exercises staff cognizance of Marine Logistics Group planning and exercises, all medical department officers and senior hospital and dental corps conduct and or supervise the training of hospital corpsmen? Marine Logistics Group Health Service Support Officer. 4. Which type of environment has proven the most effective for unit training? Simulated combat. 5. What percent of Marines per unit are required to receive combat lifesaver training? 25%. 6. Readiness training for patient decontamination, patient care, and CBRN defense may be conducted at the individual or which other level? Unit. 7. Unit commanders with a healthcare mission must ensure Navy personnel are sufficiently trained in basic procedures to operate within the Marine Corps supply system. Marine Corps supply personnel in key positions are provided training and procedures that enable them to provide medical supply support when deployed. Training should encompass interfacing with which system? Single Integrated Medical Logistics Manager, Sierra India, Mike Lima Mike. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.